do you want your life to look like? I'm really asking you this. How often do we sit and we just think about what do we want when we get the result, when we go for a goal, when we build a habit? What do we want our life to look like? Not just what our actions are, not just adding more things that we need to do, because I don't know about you, but I don't need any more to-do lists. I have lists of lists. I have notebooks. I have online. I have reminders because I have so many things that I have that I'm juggling. I have folders with lists of things. I mean, really, if I have a to-do list for every person that it's in my house and like I am inundated with to-do lists. And I know I'm not alone in this. I know that we're all there together. And so there's so many times that we look at adding a goal and we're so focused on the to-do list that comes with it, all the things that we need to add, all of the things we need to shift and change, but we don't start with the end in mind. So that is what we talk about. That's what I'm diving in today. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you take a few moments and look at the goals you have and ask yourself, what will my life look like? What do I want it to look like when I achieve this? Let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Well, I'm about to tell you. Well, I'm not going to answer that question because I honestly don't even know what that is. But the fact that we wrestle with that often tells us that we like to know the order of things. We like to do things on a path. We like to know the steps. And when it comes to creating habits and creating patterns and creating goals, I get people all the time who says, Tammy, what do you want to get from coaching? It's like, I want better habits. Like, great. What does that mean? What do you want? Like when you say better habits, you want more things on your to-do list. We can add a lot of more things on your to-do list. And they're like, no, that's not what I want. I don't want more things on my to-do list. I'm like, no one does. We have too many things on our to-do list. But we have these concepts that we know, like, oh, good habits, that'll get us what we want. So what I want to talk about today is the order of things. I'm going to give you a small tip, a short tip on how to ensure that the habits that you're building or that you want, the ones that you want to develop, are actually going to get you the results that you're looking for. And it doesn't start with the actions. It doesn't start with the habit itself. It actually doesn't even start with the goal itself. I like to start with the end in mind. What is the result that you're looking for? When all of it's said and done, you have the habit in place. What do you want your life to look like? What do you want to be able to say about it? If we don't know what goal, if we don't know what the intended outcome is, if we don't know what the result, we can start throwing darts. We can start building habits, adding things to our to-do list, adding these goals that sound great or that we figured it works for somebody else. But then we don't even realize that goal we set for ourselves doesn't even go with our lifestyle, doesn't go with what we vision for ourselves, it's not even something we want or desire. Like, it's not us. So many times we take our to-do list. We take these ideas of, okay, I can just push through and do things, as in, like, I want to create new habits. And we put these parameters on ourselves. We put all of these things, and they do nothing for us, except for make us feel more overwhelmed. They allow us to feel more guilt and more shame because we should be able to, I should be able to do this. I should be able to drink 9 gallons of water a day if that's what the experts say. But why should we? So there's that, there's an error there. There's a block there. There's some blind spots that we're not addressing. One of the things that we're not addressing is that we're not taking our own experiences, strengths, talents, all of that into consideration. We're not taking our desired results into the determining factors. So the first thing, when you're trying to figure out the order, if you want to know how to create habits, what do you want the habits to do for you? By drinking your body weight in water every day, whatever that is, what is the intended result? Well, I'll be healthier and I will, you know, be more hydrated and, you know, come up with and I'll feel better. I know that when I drink more water, when I drink more water and I exercise, like my face thins down. Okay, well, that is a desired result. But just adding more water is not, and this was not the greatest example. Let's look, I was creating other examples that I could talk about, but the biggest thing is we don't need more things on our to-do list. We don't need to create habits for habit's sake. So every time I have a day planner that has a little section every week for daily habits for the, you know, to track the progress. And one of the things that I look at are, I don't put a lot of things on there. I don't want to add a million habits to my day, a million checklist items, a million things that I have to keep track of. I want to do the things that really matter. So how do we do that? We start with the end in mind. What do you want your life to look like? And we can break it down. Okay, in this area of my life, when it comes to, well, even reading, I want to read more. But then I define that because I read a lot. It's like, no, I want to read fun books. And so I was like, okay, let's look at that. My intended result is I actually want to enjoy reading for leisure, not just for insight or inspiration or work or learning. My brain's tired. I want to incorporate some fun reading into my life. If I would just start reading more, I'm like, I just want more reading. No, I read every day. It's the fun reading that I am missing. By defining that, now I get to go and it's like, okay, this is my result that I want. Is I want to enjoy reading for the pure enjoyment reading it. Like I've got a new series that I want to read that I've gotten multiple people have recommended the series for me. And I'm hearing a lot of people talking about it. So I'm really excited about reading this. And I'm like, okay, now I know the result I want. What actions do I want to take to get that result? It's like, well, I actually need to set time aside for the fun book. I still need to read for my, you know, my book clubs and for my learning and to, as I'm for business, for whatever, you know, all the other things. Need to read my Bible. Like those things are still important. But in the actions set up for this outcome, I'm going to say, okay, I want maybe 20 minutes a day where I just read for pure pleasure. It's not for any other thing than I want to. Now I have an action that I can take with me. Now I have something that's going to, and it goes directly with the result that I want. If I just said I wanted to read more, I can add another 20 minutes, 30 minutes to my reading, but if I didn't define it and I didn't look at, okay, what actually am I looking for? Then it doesn't do anything. So then I step back and say, from there, I want to read more for fun. My actions are set 20 minutes aside every day and have a book ready to go. Bring a book in the car with me, have it in my purse, whatever. These are the actions that I can take that directly get the results. What is my intended goal here? It is, well, to incorporate more fun and leisure and self-care. Okay. So now I can say, what habit do I really want? I have a clearer picture of, I want the habit of reading for fun.
if we don't take time and if we just decide, oh, I'm going to read more and pick the habit first, a lot of times it doesn't get us to the result that we want. It adds something to our to-do list. It's not defined properly, so I wouldn't actually know what I wanted from it in the first place, because just I could just add more reading, but that's not the intention. That's just adding more to do. But when we stop and we want to say, okay, what, when we want to incorporate habits, when you come and say, Tammy, I need better habits. Okay, great. What does that mean? What do you want your life to look like? When it's all said and you have these habits in place, whatever they may be, what does your life look like then? What becomes possible then? How are you experiencing life then? And then you look at the actions that you can take to make that happen. And then you read through the actions and say, which ones are you willing to take? What decisions can you make to say, okay, which of these do I actually want to do? And if the action doesn't relate directly to the result, it's just busy work. It's just something extra. It's not actually going to get you what you want, no matter. It's going to be spinning your wheels and you're going to be frustrated and you're going to feel guilty because you're doing the work, but it's not getting you what you need. So by understanding the results, by understanding what our need is from this intended habit, this goal that we have. So when we ask what comes first, always go and start with the end in mind. When we have that, a firm believer, a firm grasp of that, when we know what the end result is that we are actually desiring, even sometimes we don't quite know what it looks like. It's more of a feeling or we have an idea. Like, leave room for, you know, as you go to shift and to course correct. That's okay. But if we start at the front and build the habits and then create the goal and then figure out the actions and then, like, let's just see how it all works out. How many things have you done unintentionally, just thrown it out and they work how you want? There may be a couple, like, there may be like happy accidents, but overall, it's the intentionality that we put behind it, that it's more efficient, it's more productive, we feel less guilt, we have more control over the outcome, and we can shift as we need to, but we don't feel like we're just at the whim of these, well, we don't feel controlled by our to-do list and by all of these habits that other people say we should have. So when you start with the end in mind, when you want the path, you want a way, how do I create new habits? Well, this is it. Cut through all the extra stuff and go straight to the end. Ask yourself, what do you want at the end? And then ask yourselves, okay, what actions will get that result? And just write those. And then when you read over them, if you don't think it gets you that result, cross it off and don't go further with that. We don't have time just to do things to do them. When you're building habits, you want to build ones that last. You want to build things that are edifying, that you enjoy, habits that are work where we don't see the purpose in. We don't see how it's getting us the intended result. The motivation, the willpower to do them is like you're going to be constantly fighting for it. But if you see how it directly gets you the life that you want, the fulfillment and the impact and the joy that you're looking for, that, my friend, is how you create a lasting habit. That is how you create a habit that is lifelong and that is edifying and that you look forward to. You can even infuse fun in it because you know that it's not just about doing. It's about who you're being. It's about what you're getting when it's done. So I encourage you, look at a habit that you want to build. Like when you say, Tammy, I want to build a habit, ask yourself, Tammy, what life do I want to build? How do I want fulfillment to show up in my life? How do I want to impact those around me? How do I want to experience joy? What am I willing to do to get it? From those, what you're willing to do to get it, what decisions do you need to make? What goals can you work around those? And then from there, what habits do I need to incorporate? When you do it from that way, it takes the pressure off. It becomes you see a little bit of a clearer picture of what's happening. And you can also realize that, no, I intentionally chose this action. If you start it, that habit, and you realize, oh, it's not getting me the intended desire, then you can switch the habit without feeling guilty. Like, oh, there's one more habit that I wanted to start that I didn't. So that's my tip for you today. I would love to talk to you about building habits. I would love to talk to you about seeing what's possible in your life. I actually want to talk to you about what you want your life to look like. What could your life look like if you intentionally infuse fulfillment and impact and joy? What if this purpose that you're looking for is really just a few questions away or a few acknowledgments away? What if it's one or two goals away? What if it's right there at the tip of your tongue and you just haven't given yourself that freedom to acknowledge it? What becomes possible is when you know your purpose and calling, when you know how God wired you and who you're called to be, it is a lot easier to know which habits are useful, what goals you should pursue, what expectations you can set down, what to-do list items are not part of your priority and you can delegate them. When you have a clear picture of who you are, it's a lot easier to protect your energy. It's a lot easier to create boundaries. It's a lot easier to connect with people. It's a lot easier to say yes to things you want to say yes to and no to the things that you know are not for you. If you want that, comment deeper. Let's talk. It's not as hard as you would think. And it's lighter and it's more fun than you realize. And it's a lot closer than you think as well. So with that, friend, I will talk to you soon. Choose joy until joy chooses you, and I hope to talk to you soon. Bye.